This Seattle Medium podcast is sponsored by the Port of Seattle.
Hi, my name is Mian Rice, the Diversity of Contracting Director for the Port of Seattle. As a public agency, the Port of Seattle serves the community, and our investments should benefit everyone who lives and works here. The Port is committed to equity, diversity, and inclusion, and to leveling the playing field. That means continuing to open doors to contracting opportunities to all, especially women and minority-owned and disadvantaged businesses. How can you participate? List your business in Vendor Connect, a database of contractors. Attend Port Gen workshops to learn how to do business with the Port. Learn more about contracting opportunities at portseattle.org. For more information on operating a concessions at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, visit lease.ctacshops.com.
Next week, the Langston Hughes Performing Arts will host its 2024 Seattle Black Film Festival, which will operate out of two locations. We just want to talk about the film festival with Isabella Price, Manager of Film Programs at Langston. Good morning, Elizabeth. Isabella, I'm sorry.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Isabella, first, can you give our listening audience a brief background of the Seattle Film Festival and what makes this festival so unique?
Absolutely. So we've been running the film festival for over 21 years in Seattle. So it has a really long history here in Seattle celebrating Black cinema. And we're the longest running, oldest Black film festival in the Pacific Northwest, celebrating all forms of Black cinema, shorts, documentaries, features, experimentals, animation. We're kind of bringing the best of local and international Black films to Seattle, and we're the only film festival that really does it in this area.
Wow. Let's talk a little about this year's festival, because you guys are operating out of two locations this year, correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And can you kind of talk a little bit about those two locations, where they are, and, you know, logistically, why that was important for you guys to have two locations this year?
Yeah, so normally the film festival happens over the course of like a couple of days. The film festival has been up to 11 days. Last year we were 9 days. And this year we decided to do it all on one weekend to make it easier to kind of get all of our filmmakers into town and to make the lift easier for staff. So we decided to do it at the Langston Hughes Performing Art Institute, which is a historic building in the Central District. One of the most beautiful theaters, I think, I'm biased, but one of the most beautiful theaters I've ever seen. And then we also wanted to do it at Washington Hall, another historic Black location in the Central District. And because of the fact that they're within walking distance of each other, they're two historic Black buildings with so much rich history, we wanted to do it at those two locations to kind of highlight what's going on in the Central District, and that the Central District is still a cultural hub, not just for music, not just for, you know, sports, or not just for hip hop, but also for movies as well.
Right. And when does the film festival start, and how long will it run?
So the film festival starts October 25th, and it runs in person until the 28th. And then from the 29th until the May 5th, we run online. So you have two opportunities to see the film festival in person from April 24th to April 28th. And then you can see it also online virtually until May 5th.
All right. Now, I know there are many great films and events associated with this year's festival. We maybe have a little time to get in some of those. But first of all, let's talk about two big nights that you guys are having, that being the opening night and also the featured film Returning to the Source by Justin Emeka. First, can we talk about the opening night?
Yeah, so this film, I'm really excited for it. I had saw it at South by Southwest, and it's called Songs from the Hole. Over at Langston, we have this sort of theme about liberation with our programming. We wanted to talk about how do we, as Black people, liberate ourselves? How do we seek liberation? How do we liberate each other? And Songs from the Hole is the story of JJ88, the artist, and how he was in prison for a crime that he committed when he was a young adult, and he was put into solitary confinement. And while he was in solitary confinement, he began to write music. And his music is beautiful, and it's this beautiful film. It's a documentary, but it's also kind of like a musical album, a visual album, talking about his life, talking about the carceral system. And it really struck me because of the fact that, like, we talk about liberation, and to be in solitary confinement is, you know, to have your liberation literally taken away from you. And what does that mean to still have your imagination, still have your creativity in that kind of a circumstance, when most people would lose everything? They'd lose, you know, their minds or their reason to live. And the idea that he was still free in his mind was just, it really struck me. And the music also really struck me. So I just knew that, like, I wanted to have this film. And thankfully, we were able to work it out to where they wanted to be here. So JJ88 and one of the producers, Richie Reseda, they're both going to be here to talk more about this film. And Igio Maalua is going to host a panel talking to them about this film and about their lives and about their work in the carceral system. And so I just, everything worked out really well. And I'm just so excited to share this film.
Right. And when and where will that screening and the forum take place?
Yeah, so that's April 26th. So that's at 7 o'clock at Langston. Tickets are still on sale. We're going to show the film. We're going to have a talk back, and then we'll have an opening night reception for that afterwards. So I'm really, really excited. And also, same sort of a thing for Justin Amica's film. We're going to have that the next day, April 27th at 7 o'clock at Langston. And Justin's going to be there. We're also going to have Relby Free, the artist who's the star of his film, Biological. He's going to be premiering his West Coast premiere of his short film, Biological. And we're going to talk about his kind of work in Seattle going back years. He is a really amazing. So many people have started in the arts with him. And we're kind of going to revisit his legacy of working in Black arts in Seattle, especially out of Langston, out of that building.
Right. And that sounds like it's kind of a bit of a coming home party for him.
Exactly. Yes. Like returning to the source, returning home, like this kind of idea of, like, you know, coming back to your roots and kind of going full circle. Justin doesn't live in Seattle anymore. He lives on the East Coast. And so we were so happy that he was willing to come back here to Langston to do the West Coast premiere of his movie, because he feels like it's kind of a home, and we feel like it's also his home that he's always welcome to. So, yeah, that's exactly the vibe.
Right. All right. Isabella, what are some of the other highlights of the festival that people should be aware of?
Yeah, so we've got films going on at Langston and Washington Hall all day Saturday and Sunday, starting from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. So I would highly recommend checking out our full schedule. We've got some really great documentaries about immigration that I'm really excited about. Our experimental block on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Washington Hall, which I'm always really partial to, because it's always like a very interesting vibe to see experimental films and visual poetry, which I really, really love. We're showing a documentary out of Brazil called Black Rio, Black Power, which is about how the Black rights movement started in Brazil, largely from their radio DJs and from the disco subculture, which I'm very excited about. We also have a block of LGBTQI films called Rafiki, and that's playing at Langston on Sunday. And one of the films is actually made by a local group of filmmakers that I'm very excited about. And then we have our closing night film, which is going to be Goodbye Julia, which is a film made from a South Sudanese director, produced by Lupita Nyong'o, and it's the first Sudanese film to ever be in the Cannes Film Festival, and we're just so excited that we're able to show that film too.
Right. And let's talk a little bit about tickets. I know there are a number of options for tickets, including all access passes, senior and kids pass, et cetera. Can you tell people how they can purchase tickets to this year's festival?
Yes. If you go to langstonseattle.org and you click at the top, the Seattle Black Film Festival, it'll kind of guide you through that. All of our screening blocks are $20. So if you go there and you buy a single pass, a single ticket to a screening, you'll be able to see all the films in that block. But then also, you know, if you wanted to kind of get a little, like a moose boosh, a little sample of films, maybe during the weekend, see, go from place to place and get a sample, you can buy an all-access pass. And that will grant you access to see all the films in person, to go to all the different events that we have, and then also to be able to see the films online as well. And also, if you wanted to just watch the virtual film festival, we have a virtual-only pass available as well, so that you're able to see those films until May 5th. So you don't have to be running around Central District to catch every single film that you want to see. You still have the opportunity to see them online too.
Okay. And when you talked about blocks, because there's like $20 for a block, I understand that might be like a certain genre of films. Is that what I'm understanding? And people can purchase that one ticket for those blocks and see all of those movies in that particular genre?
Yes. Yeah, so we have all of our blocks, which are all named after either Black sitcoms or Black movies. So we have, like, for example, 10 a.m. Saturday, we have Boys in the Hood. That block has short films in it that are all about boyhood and manhood and the kind of journey from boyhood to manhood. We have Waiting to Exhale, which comes after that, which is a short film block about women and women's journeys and things like that. We've got Different Strokes, which is a block that I'm really excited for, which are films that are all kind of about different aspects of life. Different Strokes for all the folks. We have that one. We have our immigration block is called Coming to America, another short film collection of films about the migrant experience, the immigration experience. And then we have Tales from the Hood, which is another film block of shorts about gentrification. And there's also a short film in there from a local filmmaker about Queer the Land that I'm really excited about.
All right. Isabella, once again, I'm going to ask you to give the dates of the festival, the location, and how people, the locations, and how people can get tickets.
Yeah, so we're running April 24th in person from April 24th to April 28th at Washington Hall and Langston. And we're also running a virtual film festival until May 5th. So you still have an opportunity to watch films online. If you go to langstonseattle.org, you'll be able to find the more information about tickets and passes and all the other kind of program that we're running as well. And I hope to see you there.
All right. Well, Isabella, I want to thank you for joining us on today's show, and thank you and your colleagues for putting this film festival together. I'm sure it looks like it's going to be just a great time. And a great event, great cultural event here for the city of Seattle and the region.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to share this with people. We've been working on this all year, bringing films from all over the world to Seattle, and I just cannot wait to share the amazingly talented work of the Black film community. So if you love films, there's something for you. We've got a little bit of something for everybody, and I can't wait to share it with you.
All right. Give out the website where people can get information and the tickets once again.
LangstonSeattle.org. That's where you can find tickets and passes and schedule information.
All right. Thanks again and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right. Again, that's going to be the Seattle Black Film Festival. It will take place April 24th through the 29th. The Langston Hughes Performing Arts Center. For more information, you can go online to langstonseattle.org. Also, in this week's Seattle Medium, there is a festival guide inside there. So if you can't go online and pick up a copy of the week's Seattle Medium newspaper, you can get a complete festival guide inside this week's Seattle Medium. We'll be right back with a message from the people to the people.